In a studio in an industrial estate on the outskirts of the city, a millionaire businessman is having his say.
Vincent!
All right, Declan Gunn.
We need to purge insolvency and hit the reset button on the European bank debt before it's too late. Never in the history. Shut up! Never in the history of the world has been so exploited by...
By day, he's a wealthy industrialist. By night, he is justice. And in this chaotic world, justice wears a mask.
Did you see that? Look like a bat!
Or a bloke in a cape.
I will use all the powers and wealth at my disposal to defeat the forces of evil in this treaty!
Batman is back, and this time he says no.
To the Batmobile, Robin!
With Richard Boy Barrett as the Boy Wonder.
Holy fiscal adjustment, Batman. Have you seen the sheer size of this debt burden?
Robin, let's go. Fitting my austerity belt now.
Good versus evil. No versus yes. Batman versus the Joker.
Jesus, Batman, it's the Joker on the Batphone.
Give me that phone, Robin. Hello, Joker. Nothing you will say will ever make me say yes.
The polls disagree, Batman. The people are on the run. I have them terrified. Boom, boom.
Once more, all you've delivered is a joke without a punchline.
See you in Berlin, rodent face.
Holy lack of charisma, Batman. Where did he get that name anyway? Because on the night he was elected. Holy dramatic pause, Batman. What?
Everybody said, you must be joking.
Now, Batman needs allies, with Konstantin Gurdjieff as the Riddler.
Jesus, riddle me this, Batman. Riddle me that. You defeated the yes vote by defeating the cat.
Holy decimal points, Batman. What did he mean?
He talked about a cat, Robin. A feline. Oh, my God. Catwoman.
Catwoman?
I've got to find her.
Now, battle is joined.
Oh, Batman. Why do you divide the people like this?
Look, Catwoman, you can't intimidate me. I'm saying no.
You're saying no, which really means yes.
No means no, Catwoman. Now get your hands off me. I'm interested in growth.
You're not kidding, Batman. Those tights leave little to the imagination.
With Michael Noonan as the Penguin.
Hiya. Do you hear me? You'll be living off soup for the next 400 years.
Eamon Gilmore as Two-Face.
It's labor's way or pepper spray.
And introducing Vincent Brown as Alfred.
Meow! Or should I say, chiao, Catwoman!
That's very good. That's very good.
Batman says no. In theaters till May 31st.
Here, treaty. Here, treaty.
Thank you, Vincent. The main headlines. It's been reported today that the Taoiseach's spine has gone missing. The spine, which has been missing for some time now, was last seen hiding out behind Environment Minister Deputy Phil Hogan during the property tax debacle a couple of months ago. There have also been reported sightings of the spine as recently as last month, with witnesses saying they saw the spine cowering behind a blanket of high-profile Fine Gael TDs, including Richard Bruton and Simon Coveney. Joining us now, live from Leinster House, is Ursula Halligan. Ursula, is there any sign of the Taoiseach's spine?
Not as yet, Alan. And this really is a mysterious disappearance. The spine never really garnered that much attention, but for it to completely disappear, and at such an important time, well, this really is baffling.
Ursula, has anybody been blamed for the sudden disappearance of the Taoiseach's spine?
Well, that's the 18 billion euro question, Alan. All sorts of allegations have been thrown around. The name of Gerry Adams has been mentioned. He challenged the Taoiseach, of course you remember, to a debate around the same time as the spine disappeared. The broadcaster, Vincent Brown, from this station, has also been named in connection with the disappearance. Some ministers are claiming that their phones have been even bugged in an effort to find out information about the whereabouts of the missing spine.
So a sort of a spinal tap, then?
Yes indeed, Alan.
Has a description of the absent backbone been given out by the authorities, Ursula?
Well, yes, Alan. The spine is believed to be yellowish in colour. It's thought to be in a frail and slightly dishevelled state. Members of the public are asked to approach the spine with caution, as the spine doesn't like to be confronted or challenged in any way.
Thank you, Ursula Halligan. The Taunish Dame in Gilmore was also asked for his thoughts about the vanishing vertebral column.
The spine is solid. The spine is blemish-free. The spine is erect.
Meanwhile, a substantial reward is being offered for the return of the spine, which it is hoped could help to save the country a fortune in debt write-down. Finally, the Taoiseach was out and about today, launching the Cat Laughs Festival of Comedy in Kilkenny. Here's Alan Hughes.
Ah, that's right, Alan. It's really good. It's really great here, Alan. He's still here, would you believe? That's him in the background. He cracked a few gags earlier on. Boom, boom. And now he's up on stage himself in Langton's here, singing an L number. There he is.
Everyone consider me the coward of the country. Boom! I never did one single thing to prove the country wrong. Good kid, Kenny!
Thanks, Alan.
Our next award is the Back to the Drawing Board Award. And the nominees are Paddy Carrington
for his once perfect golf swing,
Michael Noonan
for saying he would renegotiate a write-down of our national debt with the Troika,
and Craig Doyle
for the social.
And the winner is Paddy Carrington. Well done, buddy.
I'd like to thank everybody for this award. I knew it was back to the drawing board when my mind coach, Dave Allred, told me after 2 weeks working with him that he needed a mind coach. And then I found out subsequently that mind coach needed a mind coach. So thank you, everybody.
Well done.
I think Dog Day Afternoon is one of his best.
Scent of a Woman. What a performance.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Brendan Howland says Cruising is his best film. But
yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
That was great.
I think it's just after he made Serpico. I think that was the one.
Here he comes.
Okay.
Here he comes.
Hiya.
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 Mr. Pacino.
Hiya.
Mr. Pacino.
Hoo-wah. I don't know what to say. Europe!
Yeah.
We are in the biggest battle of our professional lives.
Yes, we are.
And either we heal as a team or we're going to crumble. Yeah. Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished.
Yes, sir. Right.
We are in hell right now, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Yes.
Now, we can stay here and get the crap kicked out of us by Angela Merkel and Herbert Van Rompuy and the f***ing Troika, or we can fight our way back into the light.
Yes, sir.
Now, I can't do it for you.
No,
but on this team, you will fight for that inch.
Yes.
On this team, you will tear yourselves and everyone else around you to pieces for that inch.
Yes.
We claw with our fingernails for every euro we can get.
Yes.
Now, I can't make you do it.
No.
You got to look at the guy next to you.
Yeah.
Because either we heal now as a team.
Yes.
Or we will die as individuals.
Yeah.
That's Europe, guys.
Yeah!
Now, what are you going to do?
We don't know, Al. We have no idea.
We're not really sure.
We are where we are.
Let me tell you something about why you are where you are.
No, hold on, Al. You think
Ollie Wren held a gun to Brian Collins' head and said either his brains or his signature will be on the paper.
No, what are you saying there, Al? I mean,
he made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Well, how can we get out of this, Al? I mean, that is the big thing that faces
Hoo-wah. Who said that?
Me.
You. You intellectual pipsqueak.
Well,
you ain't got the smarts to take these guys on.
No, hold on, Al. I've read my...
Where's your intellectual artillery, Enda?
I don't know, Al.
I know where it is.
Where?
It's behind this door.
But I never...
Say hello to my little friend!
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Al. I really wish you'd consult me a little more often, Ender. He's right.
Look, this is ridiculous.
Who the f*** said that?
Me, Leo Varadkar.
You, Leo Varadkar.
Yeah.
Come on. We're going for a drive.
What?
Get in the car, Leo.
Okay, I mean.
Give me a tie.
Okay. Why are you tying it around your eyes?
We're going for a ride, Leo.
But you can't see, Al.
Where are we now, Leo?
Bowsworth Street. Watch out! Oh, God!
And where are we now, Leo?
NASA Street. Watch out for the statue.
Smells like Oscar Wilde. Hoo-ah!
Ah! Ow!
And we're back.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
Somebody get Leo a paramedic.
Oh, God.
What next? Joan!
Yes?
You've lost your mojo.
Can I just say, Al?
Get over here.
Yes, Al.
You know how to tango?
What?
Here we go. Hoo-ah!
Al, what are you doing?
You are going to be Minister for Finance.
Yes, Al.
You were the best qualified.
Yes, that's right.
You knew all the numbers.
Yes.
But they gave you social protection.
Brandon and Michael are doing a great job.
You lost your mojo, Joan.
I did.
I want you to get it back.
I will, Al.
All right. Here ended the lesson. Goodbye, gentlemen. I'm out of here.
Hi, Al.
I'm John.
And I'm Edward. Al, listen.
Can you do Burger King commercial with this?
Will
you
be so cool? Really awesome. It'd be really cool. Brilliant. Come on,
you
Al.
You kids, just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
Oh, okay, that's awesome. So cool.
That's going to be amazing.
Awesome.
Oh, thanks,
Al.
That's brilliant.
Come on, it's going to be brilliant. Cool. We recorded over there, brilliant.
Our next award is U-Turn of the Year. And the nominees are Leo Varadkar.
The banks will not be given another red cent.
Roy Keane.
There's no way I'm ever becoming a pundit.
And Phil Hogan.
Sorry, did I say 50 euro for the septic tank? I meant 5.
And the winner is Roy Keane.
As I said last year, you wouldn't find me dead at one of these yokes. So thanks to the Academy for the recognition. Thanks.
That's great.
Okay, hello everybody. Hi everybody. On behalf of Brian, I'd like to thank you all for coming and taking part in the reading of this audio version of his autobiography. Brian, when you're ready, off we go.
Chapter 1. It keeps coming into my head. This is England. This is Croke Park. This could lead to the Grand Slam. I receive the ball from 25 yards out. I eviscerate the English defence single-handedly to score the crucial try.
Will you just get off me, will you?
Sorry, is there a problem, Ronan?
Sorry, Donegal Callahan's just trying to give me a wedgie there.
Okay, Donegal, thank you.
I'm sorry, he is truly awash with greatness.
Okay, take it from... I receive, Brian.
I receive the ball from 25 yards out. I eviscerate the English defence single-handedly to score this crucial try.
Sorry, can I get in there?
Yes, Paul, is there a problem?
Is that not a bit of an exaggeration, Brian? I remember distinctly you were only 1 yard out when you got that ball.
Sorry, Paulie.
Yes, Rog.
In fairness to Brian, you can avail of a far bigger tax break if the book is fiction as opposed to fact.
Are you serious, Rog?
Absolutely, Brian. I got a huge break on mine.
Okay, Brian. Go from I receive again.
Okay. I received the ball on my own goal line and sprint 100 yards like a tormented gazelle all the way to glory underneath the posts.
Jesus.
That's cash in the bank right there now.
Okay, chapter 6. Hook lines are stinkers. George, off you go.
Great title, Brian.
Sorry, why am I reading if these are the words of the great man himself?
Because, George, Brian thought it would add some colour to the book. Okay, off you go.
Yeah. I have never been able to warm towards George Huck. Call me crazy, but I've always seen him as a superannuated gasbag whose mock contrarian pose is matched only by his uncanny ability to flog everything from Sky Television to Jacob's Biscuits.
Brent?
Yeah. What I'm really trying to say is George is a pain in the ass, and he's, in the words of Eamon Dunphy, a man 10 times the pundit that Hook is, a spoofer and a busted flush.
That's excellent, Brent.
Yeah.
Thanks, George.
Yeah.
Okay, going well, lads. Chapter 9, Leinster Lion. Rog.
People sometimes look at me and say, there he is, Brian O'Driscoll, Irish captain. But for me,
It is just as great an honour to play for my beloved Leinster.
Keep going, Ronan.
For me, Leinster represents the true beating heart of Irish rugby. The life and soul. I loved Leinster. And when Leinster won the Heineken Cup, it was truly the great. It was truly the great.
Stay strong, Rog. Go on.
It was truly the greatest day of my life. Oh, Leinster, Leinster. Sorry, I can't go on.
Look, this is inhumane.
Okay, take a break, Rog. Okay, final chapter, Grand Slam glory. Off you go, Brian.
The Wales match was indubitably the tensest match of my career. We had started well in the first half, with a great try from the man from Monaghan, so ably recounted by RTE's commentator, Ryle Nugent.
Ryle?
Sorry, is that me? Tommy Bow!
But now, it was down to the wire. All the years of experience were now coming flooding back into my head. I remember at moments like this, Eddie O'Sullivan always said,
What's the point in calling the fire brigade if you're looking for ice cream? I never said that, did I?
There were 2 minutes to go, and we were under the Welsh posts. We needed a drop goal. I've subsequently looked back on television replays, and you can hear the tension in the commentators' voices like Ryle Nugent.
Sorry, is it me again? This has to be it! This must be it!
People say the radio commentary was even more manic.
Michael Corcoran, is he here?
Yeah, listen, I find it a bit hard to do without the crowd, like, is that right?
Just give it a bash anyway, Michael.
Okay. Ronan O'Gara has the ball! For the love of Jesus, Ronan! Everything depends on this! Do it for Munster! I love a Grand Slam nearly as much as I love Munster!
The ball came out to Strings, and I could hear Rog clearly shout, Strings, give me the ball, and I'll drop kick it over the bar, thereby clinching the Grand Slam, or something like that. The ball came to Rog, and at that moment, I could actually hear Donal Lenehan in the stands shouting,
If Ronan O'Gara can put the ball over the bar, Cardiff will be a sea of green.
Rog kicks the ball. It looks good.
Ronan O'Gara has done it for Munster. Munster have won the Grand Slam, for the love of God.
Michael, you don't have a line there.
Declan Kidney is elated. I know he's elated because he says,
That seemed to go okay, didn't it?
The end.
Our next award is the Too Much Information Award. And the nominees are Peter Casey.
I'll tell you one thing, Tracy. I'll be having sex tonight.
George Hook.
The chafing happens to me on the upper inner thigh.
And Ray Darcy.
These David Beckham underpants seem to be supporting me quite well at the moment.
And the winner is George Hook. How are you, George?
Did you know that nibbling your partner's ear is probably...
That's too much information, George. Good night.
Mr. Noonan, this is a very serious situation.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Now get the state assets and sell them off together. Is this okay, Mr. Noonan? Mr. Noonan?
Oh, yeah, that makes me feel so happy I could die.
Sell Bordner Mona and the ESB.
Ah, yeah.
Sell Aer Lingus and the CIE.
Ah, yeah.
Then and only then can we make your economy better.
Ah, yeah. Sure, it'll be a shame to get rid of them all the same anyway, huh?
Needs must, Mr. Noonan.
Ah, yeah. Well, I suppose there's a positive, though, to be seen in the whole entirety of the thing.
A positive? What could that possibly be, Mr. Noonan?
I'll tell you now. We could use the money in a certain kind of fashion.
I don't understand, Mr. Noonan.
Like reinvest it in our youth to create some jobs.
No, Mr. Noonan.
What do you mean, no?
Mr. Noonan, I think you forget.
Huh?
We're using that money to pay down your debt.
But
now, to use your expression, I really must be dashing.
Now, hold on there a second.
Goodbye, Mr. Noonan.
What? Well, you didn't have to cut me off, giving us a deal where we'll be left with nothing. Now, I know that we need your cash, but then you treat me like a stranger and it feels so rough. Never thought we'd have to stoop so low, selling off the family silver like Aer Lingus and Bordner Mona.
But I guess that they just have to go. Now they'll just be something that we used to own. Now they'll just be something that we used to own. And now they'll just be something that we used to own.
Michael! Michael, are you in there? It's Joan! Michael! I'm coming in! Michael, that was the troika, wasn't it?
Now and then I think of all the times they screwed us over. Making us believe it was always something that we'd done.
Tell you, Michael.
But I don't want to live that way, hanging on every word they say. We don't have to let them go. They don't have to really be something that we used to own.
But he didn't have to cut me off, giving us a deal where we'll be left with nothing. Now I know that we need their cash, but then they treat me like a stranger and it feels so rough. Never thought we'd have to stoop so low, selling off the family silver like Aer Lingus and Bordamona. But I guess that they'll just have to go. Now they'll just be something that we used to own.
Something.
Now they'll just be something that we used to own.
Something. Something.
Now they'll just be something that we used to own.
Something.
And our next award is the Celebrity Lookalike Award. And the nominees are Gay Mitchell,
Milhouse from The Simpsons,
Michael D. Higgins,
Yoda, Star Wars, George Lucas director,
Roy Keane,
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad,
Tommy Tiernan,
Roy Keane,
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad,
Tommy Tiernan,
and Marty Bardsey,
George Clooney.
And the winner is Gay Mitchell.
Oh, thanks to the Academy. I always knew I would win this vote and defeat Michael D. Higgins. So as my doppelganger, Milhouse from The Simpsons, often says, thank you, I'm off now to get a wedgie.
Paul, good morning.
Hi, Ian, good morning.
Paul, congratulations. What does it mean to you now? Freedom of Limerick City.
Thanks. It's a great honour, Ian. What does it mean? I suppose it means I have the freedom of Limerick. I can do whatever I want in Limerick.
Right. Will there be any changes in your life as a result?
Well, I was pretty much able to do whatever I wanted in the city of Limerick before I got the freedom, so not really.
Right. Paul, are there any ceremonial things that you're allowed to do now? I mean, like, what's the story there?
Well, according to ancient custom, I am allowed to pasture my sheep on O'Connell Street, which I'm not really interested in, partly because I've no sheep. But if I do decide to do it, yeah, I'd like to see somebody trying to stop me. I'm also charged with defending the city of Limerick.
Ooh.
Which I fully intend to do.
Right, okay.
I'm entitled to carry a sword, wear a helmet, and carry a longbow made of witch hazel.
Excellent.
Which I intend to do on Sunday night in Peter Clausey's pub, the Sin Bin.
Right.
After the ceremony.
And Paul, any special privileges?
Special privileges, yes, I am entitled to a personal slave. So I've already left 3 messages on Peter Stringer's mobile. So we'll see what happens there.
I created a great picture there. And I suppose you get one of those funny little keys as well, isn't it, for the city? You know where they have the whole thing for the city of Limerick. Paul, are you there?
Sorry, are you taking the mickey?
No. No. I was just saying, you know the way they say you've got the freedom of the city, so you get a key and it's one of those...
You said a funny little key, like as if you...
Yeah, well, it's kind of... It doesn't look like
a
key
that's
actually going to open it. No.
Because if you're having a laugh, what? I will start a militia. And I will attack Sutton and occupy the Martello Towers and burn it to the ground.
Paul, I was honest to God. I was just saying, you know, the key thing, it doesn't really open anything. It's kind of symbolic and it's...
Were you taking the piss out of Limerick?
No, I wasn't, honest to God.
Our final award is the award for the best writing of all time. And the nominees are James Joyce for Ulysses.
As he set foot on O'Connell Bridge, a puffball of smoke plumed up from the parapet.
William Shakespeare for Hamlet.
My words fly up.
My thoughts remain below. Words without thoughts never to heaven go.
Leo Tolstoy for War and Peace.
At 8 o'clock, Kutuzov rode to Pretz at the head of Milosevic's fourth column. Allez voir, mon cher, si la troisième division dépassait la village.
Plato for the Republic.
The phantom of a tyrant's pleasure must then be a plain number measured upon its length.
And Brendan O'Carroll for Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Off.
And the winner is Brendan O'Carroll for Mrs. Brown's Boys. Unfortunately, Brendan can't be with us tonight, as he is presently in Stockholm receiving the Nobel Prize for Literature. But he did send us this message.
You idiots.
Cheers, buddies.
Hiya, you're the man, Philo.
Philo? All right, I get it now.
I sing in lead vocals. Are you right, Michael?
Hiya, I'm fingering away here, Philo.
Keep up, Inda.
Right behind you, Philo.
Let's do this thing.
Guess who's coming in a tree? Them boys from the IMF and the ECB. You know them lads who run our economy. Man, I think them lads are great. They'll be saying how our debt is large. Into the Ministry of Finance they'll barge. I'll tell them about the household and the water charge. Man, they think us cats are crazy. The trike is back in town.
The trike is back in town.
I said, the trike is back in town.
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 Ah! Keep up, Enda. You remember when they first came into this place? You want to see the look on the IMF guy's face? There was an all-stop auction, lads throwing checks around the place. Man, he thought we were taking the piss. But now it's always a great bit of fun. They give us the money, because they know we have none. They pat us on the head and tell us, well done. Man, it leaves some people steaming. The trike is back in town.
The trike is back in town.
I said, the trike is back in town.
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 Spread the word around. AJ Chopra's back in town.
Ah, yeah.
Oh. Just spread the word around.
What, Philo?
Friday night they'll be dressed so well. Up in the penthouse apartment of the Mary Inn Hotel. They're aware that some people are going through a living hell. They say if the public want a riot, you better let them. I say no matter how much out of us you fleece, me and Enda, by Jesus, we'll keep the peace. So don't worry, AJ, this is Ireland, not f*** Greece. And we want you boys to come here again. The trike is back in town.
The trike is back in town.
Oh yeah, the trike is back in town.
The trike is back in town.
Earlier in the evening, in special recognition for the decades of material he provided, the Gifta's Lifetime Achievement Award was given to Bertie Ahern.
I'm sorry I can't be there with you tonight, as I'm giving a speech out here in Nigeria on how to create an economic miracle. But thanks.
The trike is back in town.
The trike is back. The trike is back. The trike is back.
The trike is back in town.
Trike us back, trike us back, trike us back. Oh, yeah.